This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Monday, the 19th of October. I'm Susanna Streeter. So what have the markets made of China's growth numbers? Peter Yankowskis is from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago, and he told me it was another piece in the big slowdown jigsaw.
Both energies and material stocks were under pressure today because of the weaker than expected GDP. Or actually, I think GDP numbers out of China were a little better than expected, but still the lowest they've had in nearly 6 years. So people were a little disappointed by that.
And how much stock does Wall Street place on those figures? Because there are skeptics around who say actually the true figure could be a lot lower.
Certainly. I've seen a number of articles suggesting that, and I think it says something that these were the official government figures, and the government's been calling for a 7% rate, and they came in below that. So that does suggest that conditions there are on the weak side.
On the positive side, it certainly looks as though in China that consumer spending is on the up, and that is good news, isn't it, to get that rebalancing of China's economy that the world effectively has been waiting for.
Indeed, and that's been a big part of the reforms put through by the new premier and trying to transition them away from being so reliant on industrials and to be more like modern economies, if you will, focused on the consumer. So they are having some success there, but it still weighs on those materials and energy producers because the consumer side of the economy is less demanding on those resources than the industrial side.
Well, that was V.G. Yankowskis from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.1% at 17,230. At the end of the day, in London, the 100 share index was down 0.4% at 63.52. Gold is trading at $1,170 an ounce. And December New York light crude oil was down $1.15 at $46.57 a barrel.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.